And the great thing is, the band have joined us this afternoon. Hello, folks. How are you doing? Do you know what? I'm feeling sorry for the poor girls. First time on the radio and had to do it in front of the answer. How mad is that? How mad is that? They did a good. I think we should give them a round of applause. Right, so what's happening? Where have you been? What's the crack? Come on over towards the mic there so we can hear what's going on. We have Cormac, Mickey and Paul, and they're playing the limelight, as you've just heard, and they've decided to come in and spend a wee bit of the afternoon with me, but I'm all biz and delighted. And Julian will be raging that he missed all this crack in here.
There's
on
a bit of
Friday.
A party goes on here Friday afternoon.
There definitely is a bit of a party goes on. So what's been happening? The last I heard, you guys were touring with Deep Purple and AC/DC and hanging out with serious rockers. Was that good fun, or what was the crack?
It was great fun. Unfortunately, we'll have to just hang out with each other now for this forthcoming tour.
How did it all work out for you? Was it great?
That was fantastic. Yeah, we had a year and a half on the road with AC/DC and played with numerous other bands. And we've been in the studio since then as well. We've recorded a new record, which we're taking out on the road. The tour begins tonight in Belfast, as you mm-hmm. already said, but it's a 2-month tour that'll take us all around the UK and Europe. We're down in Dublin tomorrow night, then we head to the mainland UK and then head on round Europe. So there's a lot of good times ahead as well.
So are you still based in County Down, or are you living in America, or what's the story?
Mickey lives in London, but myself and the two other guys, Paul and James, live here in Northern Ireland. They live up the road, up in North Belfast.
Right. It's been so long with them, you know.
See, it's hard to leave this place, isn't it? There's something about it that just draws you straight back again. It's true, isn't it, though?
It is. It's a great town and country, and, you know, we do travel all over the world, obviously, and meet lots of weird and wonderful people, but whenever it's time to go home, you're ready to go home.
Yes.
It's always great to get back here,
for sure. Yeah, but it must be great, the networking that you can do whenever, you know, and the people that you get introduced to and the platforms that you're given once you're on stage with really big names, you know, you get a chance then to open up for great bands. That must be brilliant where record companies are concerned and people wanting to know a wee bit more about your music as well.
For sure. I mean, it's very much a knock-on effect, and it has been throughout our careers, really, since we put our first record out. You know, we got a bit of interest and got a few big gigs with bands like the Rolling Stones and that, and then it just, you know, the momentum just keeps building from there, you know. I mean, I remember standing waiting to go on stage in Phoenix, Arizona, supporting AC/DC, and one of the journalists that was kind of following us about that day says, come here, I want you to meet somebody. Took me around the corner, and Alice Cooper's sitting there.
Oh my goodness. What do you say to that?
What do you say, Alice Cooper? And the journalist totally, he had me go, and he didn't let me know who it was going to be or give me any kind of warning. He just wanted to see the shocked expression on my face.
And what was Alice Cooper like?
A gentleman.
Up close and personal?
Absolute gentleman.
Was he really?
Yeah, he's great.
Mm-hmm. Right, listen, I'm going to ask you guys to do a wee performance for us, because people are coming actually texting saying they're going to the show tonight, so I'm lucky to have a wee sort of private showing this afternoon. I'm all biz, a wee performance in our bistro. So what are you going to do for us? What's the story?
We're going to do the current single from the new record. It's called Spectacular.
Okay.
Oh, we could be.
Goodness, folks, that's a flavour of what you can expect later on tonight at the Limelight. The Answer, the current single, Spectacular, and the album is called New Horizons, is that it?
That's correct.
That sounds like it's going to be an amazing gig. That's just going to be fantastic.
It's going to be fun.
Listen, good luck, guys. All the very best. Next time you're in town, come back and see us. We'll get you a cup of tea.
For sure. Thanks for having us.
Cormac, Mickey and Paul, The Answer. Don't forget, folks, they're live tonight. All kicks off at 8 o'clock.